Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Yoma Daf Chas, Yoma 8. And we learned in the Mishnah that we separate the Kohen Gadol for 7 days prior to Yom Kippur in the chamber called the Lishkas Parhedrin. So the Gemara says, Tanya Amar Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda taught, Lishkas Parhedrin, is it really called the Lishka of the Parhedrin, the chamber of the Parhedrin, which means the chamber of the officers of the king? This was not the chamber of the officers of the king. This was the chambers of the Balvati. What are the Balvati? These are the distinguished princes, which is a name of officers who are distinguished. The Parhedrin implies that the officers were just like deputy clerks of the king, as opposed to sarim, princes, distinguished princes. So the Gemara is saying, why are we calling it the Lishkas Parhedrin? The Meiri adds that this name, Lishkas Parhedrin, is a Greek word. And the Ritva says that these were people who were like secretaries appointed over like weights and measures, not like distinguished officers. And indeed, the Gemara is going to say that they were in charge of the prices in the marketplace. And they used to like enforce the price of the bakers that they would sell it and they wouldn't price gouge. So this is the Lishkas Balvati, and Rashi says Balvati are princes and distinguished princes. And so the Meiri says that Balvati is also a Greek word. And Tosfos says that this comes from an expression of wealth and distinguished. Whereas another approach is that the Aruch, it says that these are men of great counsel and wisdom. So why are we calling it the Lishkas Parhedrin? We should call it Lishkas Balvati. So the Gemara explains Ela Betchila, that at first, when all the days in Shimon HaTzadik was the Kohen Gadol, that Shimon HaTzadik, we know from the Gemara and Daf Test, he served the Kohen Gadol for 40 years. And so during those days, how you Korno so Lishkas Balvati? Then indeed, we did call it, because they were so distinguished, we called it the Lishkas Balvati, because they were distinguished Kohanim and they were serving with great honor and dignity. However, after that, after Shimon HaTzadik, what happened was that the Kohuna Gedua became corrupt. The Kohanim became corrupt. Mitoch Shenosin of Mamun LeKohuna, that they started giving their money to become the Kohen Gadol. And so therefore, they were bribing the officers to be the king. And so when it says Mitoch Shenosin of, they paid for it, this was means to say they paid money for the Kohen Gadol to become the Kohen Gadol. And the Tosfos in Zvachim explains that the Kohen Gadol was a position appointed by the king. And so that's who was the one who was appointing the Kohen Gadol. He would pay money to be appointed. It became like a job that you paid to get. It wasn't done on the basis of merit. Rashi says that it was given to the Hasmonean kings. However, Tosfos Yeshanim and Tosfos Arash says, no, it was given to the Malchei Beis Hordas, to the kingdom of Herod. And so therefore, since they were wicked, they kept dying within the first year of their kingdom. So every 12 months, they used to replace these Kohanim. And the Kohen Gadol, who was appointed in his place, kept dying. And so therefore, they would keep exchanging through the chamber, and they would build it nicer and nicer, so they would be called by his name. Everybody would be tearing down the structure and be called on his name. That's what Rashi says. These Kohanim were doing it. They wanted it to be called on their name, and so therefore this chamber was called Keparhejin Alalo. It was similar to the clerks of the king. That what were they doing? Shemachlifin Osam Kol Shnei Masel Chodesh. Just like the king would replace his clerks every 12 months, and so therefore that was going on here. Lefikachal Yukornos Lishkas Parhedrin. That's why they called it the Lishkas Parhedrin, to remind us that that's what they were doing. That this was something that was just being exchanged every year. And so this is just such a sad commentary that the Kohen Gadol was something that was paid for, that they paid to be the high priest. Who would ever think like that would be a spiritual role? It could be something that you're paid for. This idea that they used to pay for it, the Ritva says that they were doing this, that they wanted the reason why they were paying to have it called in their name, they were destroying the chamber and rebuilding it, was because they wanted it to have their, like, putting their name on a building. The Meiri writes that every single year the Kohanim would spend their own money on it, meaning to say that they would buy the Kohuna just for that year. And basically, like Parhedrin, who are officers of the king and who are switched out every year, like Havdi, like an ambassadorship, like people, they just replace an ambassador every year. And so therefore they call this Lichka Parhedrin, because it shows that the Kohen was switched every year. And so we see from the Miri's position that because they were changed every year, it was called the Lichka Parhedrin, and not because they were actually rebuilding it every single year. So some say, the Baratunura says that the name Parhedrin was because the Kohanim themselves were switched out. But the Rashas writes that this was actually Machlif and Osa, meaning say it was actually the Kohen Gadol himself, that he was the one who was switched. So this idea that the Kohen Gadol could be switched every single year, and that there's something that you could pay for, just shows the depths of just really basically misunderstanding priorities that we have here. And we've gone from the verse in the Torah which talks about how they're serving as an atonement and Aaron, the Kohen Gadol, and it shows the corruption that can enter into a temple where the people just misunderstand the whole purpose and the whole essence of it. It's one of the saddest commentaries, but the rabbis in Maseches Yoma, they say that's the reason why we call this name, to demonstrate that we've gone from being Lishkas Balvati to a Lishkas Parhedrin.